Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to earnings conference call of APJ Surendra Park Hotels Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Devrishi Singh from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Singh.
Thank you, Neeraj. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on APJ Surendra Park Hotels Q3 and 9M FY25 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Vijay Diwan, Managing Director, Mr. Atul Khosla, SVP Finance and CFO of the company, and Mr. Rabindra Basu, Director, Investor Relations. We will begin the call with opening remarks from the management, followed by an interactive Q&A session. Before we start, I would like to point out that some statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the earnings presentation shared with you earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Diwan to make his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our earnings call today. On behalf of the entire management team, I would like to express our gratitude for your continued support and confidence in our vision and business strategy. We remain committed to creating long-term value for our stakeholders. The year 2024 has been the year of triumph and success for us. Post our successful listing in February 2024, today we are a debt-free company. The year has seen opening of our two Palace hotels, the Lotus Palace Chettinad and the majestic Ranbas, the Palace at Patiala. Fleury's has reached the 100-store mark, which is truly historic for us and for an Indian company out of Calcutta. We have also opened Zone Connect by the Park, 40 rooms at Prayagraj, ahead of the Kumbh. In quarter 3/24, we have achieved double-digit operational growth and the highest revenue for the quarter. Operational EBITDA growth was 11% with margins at 36%. Growth in PBT stood at 58% Y-on-Y and PAT at 17% Y-on-Y. We have maintained our leadership in the upper upscale segment of the Indian hospitality industry. Our own hotels have recorded India's highest occupancy rate of 91%. Notable properties such as Kolkata have achieved 100% occupancy, while Navi Mumbai and Chennai have recorded 95% and 92% occupancy respectively. New Delhi, Hyderabad and Bangalore have registered 91% occupancy. This momentum continues as we innovate and elevate the guest experiences across our properties. We also maintain our leadership in RevPAR in the upper upscale segment. Q3 ARR growth was 9% and RevPAR growth was close to 12%. Among our Palace hotels, the Lotus Palace Chettinad is now seeing ARR of 14,000 and Ranbas, the Palace Patiala, ARRs of 35,000 plus. As these hotels stabilize, we expect our overall ARRs to further improve. Zone Connect Prayagraj has seen very high ARRs during the Kumbh Festival, and we expect the location to continue to attract strong occupancy levels even beyond the event, as it's an important destination for religious travel. As of now, we operate 36 hotels with a total of 2,495 keys. Over the next 5 years, we are on track to double our key count to a total of 5,048 keys. This includes development of 830 keys of our own, which include Pune 200 keys, Kolkata 250 keys, Vizag 100 keys, Navi Mumbai 170 keys, and Jaipur 150 keys. All projects remain on track and we can look forward to further additions in the coming year. The Kolkata Municipal Corporation has granted in-principle approval to go ahead with our project, and in this month we plan to submit working drawings for approval to the Kolkata Municipal Corporation. The sale of 100 service apartments will begin before the festive season this year, and we will add close to 100 crores to our balance sheet every year for the next 3 years. Our cash flows from operations and the sale proceeds of apartments will continue to keep us net cash positive throughout the development cycle over the next 4 to 5 years, which remains a significant part of our strategy. The 16 lakh square feet of development, adding 830 rooms, is being carried out on our legacy land parcels and will ensure high IRRs from these projects in the range of 30 to 40%. As we execute this expansion, we remain focused on enhancing the guest experiences and driving higher operational efficiencies. As part of this initiative, we have refurbished and renovated close to 100 rooms this year, which we expect will significantly improve our ARRs in the coming quarters. These investments will not only enhance our product offering, but also contribute meaningfully to our revenue growth. We have successfully relaunched 4 restaurants after renovation this year. Fruities, our iconic bakery and confectionery brand, opened 23 new outlets during the year so far, reaching the 100 store milestone. Out of these, 8 new outlets were added to Mumbai, and during this year, we have entered the cities of Indore and Hyderabad. This year, we plan to set up a large central factory for Fruities in North India, and this cold chain format will change. It will cover the whole of North India from a central kitchen. This will lead to even faster growth for Fruities and help in its pan-India presence. Fruities is on course with its expansion plan and to provide industry-leading margins. Fruities, as you know, started in Calcutta in 1927, and we plan to reach 200 stores in 2027, its centenary year for Fruities. Coming to our current financial performance, consolidated total income for Q3 FY25 stood at 179 crores, reflecting a healthy 9.2% Y-on-Y growth. RevPAR reached 7,658, supported by a steady ARR of 8,387. ARR growth Y-on-Y was 8.9%, and RevPAR growth stood at 11.7%. EBITDA for the quarter was 63 crores, making 11% Y-on-Y growth, with margins steady at 35.7%. Looking ahead, the company remains committed to enhancing its operational efficiencies. In Q3 FY25, the F&B segment accounted for 44% of our total income. The Fruities brand delivered exceptional performance, posting a 39% year-on-year growth during this period. Looking ahead, we aim to see that each mature Fruities store to achieve an annual revenue target of rupees 1 crore, specifically for the cafe and restaurant segment, underscoring our confidence in this vertical's potential. We believe Fruities is well positioned to become one of the most prominent pan-India brands, and we expect strong growth in the Fruities business in the coming years. The company's profit before tax stood at 85 crores in Q3 FY25, achieving a 58.2% Y-on-Y growth. Our normalized PAT for the quarter stood at 32 crores, demonstrating an impressive 17.3% Y-on-Y growth. The synergy of our 3Gs approach, that is growth, governance, and green initiatives, continue to guide our long-term strategy. Sustainability is a key part of our expansion plans, ensuring that our growth aligns with environmental responsibility and strong governance. With focused efforts on waste management, water conservation, and carbon efficiency, we are driving meaningful progress towards a more sustainable future. In conclusion, I'd like to say that ASPHL remains confident in its ability to sustain leadership in the upper upscale segment of the hospitality sector, driven by strategic expansions, investments, and operational efficiencies. As I highlighted in my previous earnings calls, we are entering the early phase of what we anticipate to be a super cycle for the hospitality sector, one that could span more than a decade. Additionally, segments like spiritual tourism, weddings, MICE, wildlife tourism, and a new category of leisure will play a key role in the sector's expansion. We expect sustained double-digit growth for our business in the quarters ahead as we capitalize on these emerging trends. Once again, I'd like to express my gratitude to our shareholders, customers, team members, well-wishers, friends, and business partners for their trust in us. Thank you.
So shall we open the floor for questions?
Yes, please.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Archana Gude from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on good set of numbers and thank you for this opportunity. I have two questions. So firstly, on this ADR, 9% YoY growth in ADR is encouraging. How we should read these numbers in terms of same store growth?
No, so the ARR by and large is coming from the existing hotels which we are owning. And it's the occupancy also, 91% is from the properties which we own. We have achieved, as I mentioned, 100% occupancy in our hotel in Calcutta. And we have achieved 95% occupancy in Navi Mumbai. And we have achieved 91 in New Delhi, Chennai, and Bangalore. As far as ARR is concerned, we achieved during the quarter, actually during the nine-month ending, we have achieved in New Delhi, which is very significant, an ARR of 8,472, which actually increased by over 1,000 rupees compared to last year in quarter three. If we were to look at our hotel in Calcutta, in, sorry, nine-month ending, it was at 5,004. It has increased to 7,406. Likewise, if you see our hotel in Bangalore, it has increased from 6,587 to 7,015. So all our hotels are actually showing above double-digit growth in terms of ARR. And this trend is likely to continue in the quarter four as well. I must also add that I mentioned that we have opened Palace Hotel in Chettinad, which is now giving us, which opened in the month of September, October. And it is now stabilizing, and it is giving us an ARR of 14,000. Whereas if you look at Ranbas, the majestic Ranbas, the Palace at Patiala, is starting to give us ARRs in the range of 35,000 to 40,000. And these two hotels, as they stabilize in quarter four and in the quarters ahead, are really going to stabilize, further help us increase our ARRs. And I expect, actually, it's not just about double-digit growth, but as we go into the year ahead, we are expecting higher double-digit growth, possibly ahead of 15% as we move forward.
Sure. So that was helpful. So is my reading correct that you said that for FY26, somewhere higher meetings, India growth can be expected?
Yes, we can say that, yes. At the end of the year, with FY26, end of the year, we can expect higher higher double-digit growth and possibly in the higher mid-teens.
Sure.
Definitely ahead of 15.
Right, sir. So secondly, on this flurry, congrats on reaching this 100 mark. So are we sticking to this 120 outlets guidance for FY25? You mentioned that by FY23 we should have 200 outlets. So how many number of outlets should be matured by FY27?
No, so every year if we are opening 40 to 50 outlets, in fact during this quarter itself we are planning to open another 14 outlets, and these are opening largely again in Mumbai, Calcutta, and now also in Hyderabad. And starting next year, over the next 2 years, we plan to add 30 to 50 outlets. So maturity of the outlets, I would say that in 26-27 should be at least 150 outlets should have matured. And it's not that the plan is only up to 2027. I mentioned 2027, the aim is because we reach 100 years of Flurries, because Flurries started in Calcutta in 1927. It's going to be an important historic landmark for us. So at that stage, we are aiming to give 200 stores over there by the time we complete 100 years or we reach the centenary year.
Right. And so this 1 crore revenue per store, the matured ones you spoke about, roughly what kind of EBITDA margin would that generate?
So we have always maintained, firstly, the 1 crore revenue per store is largely going to be in the cafe and in the average of cafe and restaurants. It is
right.
Not going to be 1 crore for the kiosks we open. And Flurries is a mix of kiosks, cafe and restaurants. And going forward, we are going to open actually more kiosks, more cafes and restaurants. And the margins continue to be industry leading for us, in the range of 18% to 20%. They have been like this, and we will possibly even exceed these percentages as we go forward.
Right, sir. So that was helpful. And maybe lastly, I'll just give one more question. So how has been this slate for the new hotel addition on minimum contract? Do you see some kind of competition that everybody is being very competitive on getting the hotel on minimum contract, the mid-sized hoteliers like us? So how has been the response and the overall scenario on ground?
So as we have currently close to about 1,050 keys on the management side of the business, and this business also we plan to double as we go forward in over the next 5 years. This business is doing well for us. Yes, there is competition, but this business is growing well for us and will continue to grow at the same pace in the years ahead.
Sure, sir. Thank you and all the best. Looking forward to stronger numbers in Q4. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ashish Golecha from B Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Hearty congratulations to you for a very good set of numbers. So I have two questions. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible.
Yes. Yeah, so my first question is, last year we achieved a net profit of 69 crores, and that 69 crores was on account of interest payment of 66 crores. So for the current year, once the interest payment outgo is becoming less, our estimates be around 110 crores to 125 crores? If you could throw some light on that, first question. Second question is, sir, any idea in future once our Flurries is doing so good and you have outlined a very good plan till 2027, any plans for demerging it? Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Firstly, in terms of profitability, we do remain committed since 60 crores have gone interest liability has gone. So it will be in the range of one, PBT will be in the range of 120. And of course, it will be further subject to taxation thing. So it will be within that range in terms of PBT. You are correct. Second thing in terms of FURI, as we go to a 200 mark, as we crosses that 200 mark in FY27, we will be looking into various options, as you are saying, in the are available, and we will be discussing with the board. Will be discussing various options available for future growths of the future model as a separate also as in terms of SO2P evaluation. That will be options will be explored and looked into and taken to the board.
So just to add to that, at the moment the focus is to actually grow Flurries from 100 stores to 200 stores. That will be the primary focus, and the board will evaluate new options once we have reached the 200 store mark. The most significant thing about Flurries, which I mentioned in my opening remarks, is that now we are, during the course of this year, we will be setting up a large central commissaries, which will be in the range of 20,000 square feet in the Delhi NCR region. This is a change actually in our strategy. Earlier, we were setting up a decent size commissaries in the place of operation. Like we have one in Mumbai, we have a large one in Calcutta. But now we will open a central large commissary in the NCR region. And the plan is to actually use it to supply the whole of North India. So the future growth of Flurries is going to be much faster than the growth which we are seeing right now, because we are moving now to a cold chain format, freezing the products and then making them fresh at the time of delivery. So this is a change in model which will happen, and this will lead to rapid expansion of Flurries, firstly in North India and then overall whole of India.
Yeah. Thank you so much. For one last question, sir. You talked about in the presentation regarding Prayagraj. If you could throw some light regarding the number of keys and room occupancy in Prayagraj, considering the Mahakumbh is going very nice. So it would be really great for we participants.
So Mahakumbh has been a great success for our country. It has already, as per estimates, achieved close to revenues of close to 3,000 crores for the country. And we are lucky that we have been able to open Zone Connect by the park at Prayagraj. It's a 40-room hotel under management contract. And we have been seeing ARRs of 40,000 and obviously 100% occupancy all throughout this period starting from January, and we expect this high occupancy and ARRs to continue, because India's spiritual tourism growth is actually really phenomenal. It's not only just that it is there in Kumbh, it's the similar trends which have emerged in Varanasi as well as in Ayodhya. Ayodhya last year has seen 1.6 crores in terms of travelers to the city, and this trend is going to continue. So domestic tourism and within that spiritual tourism is going to play a key part as we move forward.
Thanks so much, sir. This was really helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Raman Kiri from Sequin Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Sir, my first question is with respect to Park M Bypass of Kolkata. You said there are, in the presentation it is mentioned it's a 100 apartment, and you also mentioned in your opening remark that you will start the sale by October, by this year. And it will generate a cash flow of 100 crores, right?
Correct.
sir, it will for how many years it will generate? Like,
so let me explain to you. Let me explain to you this project in detail. This is a close to 6 lakh square feet development. Close to 3 lakh square feet is going to be used for the development of serviced apartments, and close to 3 lakh square feet is going to be used for the development of the hotel. The construction work for both the hotel and the apartments is likely to start by the middle of this year, and also at the same time, the sale of the serviced apartments are also going to start before the festive season. This is a 3 lakh square feet development of the service apartments, which will give us at a minimum rate of 20,000 rupees per square feet, a revenue of around 600 crores. And this is a joint development. We have a joint development agreement for this with the Ambuja Neotia Group on a 55-45 revenue share basis, with the cost totally to the developer, and we expect our share of the revenue to be in the range of 300 crores. And
so you have joint agreement with Ambuja?
Yes, joint development agreement. They will be developing this project for us on a revenue share basis of 55-45, 55% coming to us and 45 to the Ambuja Group, with all costs being borne by them. And they will be selling and marketing this project. And the hotel project will be exclusively 100% owned by us. So from the of the 600 crores, roughly 300 crores will come to us, and we plan to sell roughly about 33% of these apartments every year. So our share in this will be 100 crores for the next 3 years. We will get 100 crores every year for the next 3 years.
And the point is, this 300 crore will be used, proceeds will be used to construct the hotel. So in effectively, this hotel, EM Bypass with 250 room in the prime location, is going to be with zero cost, so that zero cost is a very high IRR, and so you can expect the ARRs when it's open in that area is going to be in the range of 12,000. So it will be
okay. The hotel ARR is to be around 12,000.
Yeah.
And sir, I have another doubt with respect to the flurries business. So you said 1 crore once the store matures. How long will it take a store to mature?
See, the most of the it depends largely on locations, but on average, the stores are maturing roughly in about 6 to 7 months' time.
Okay, which means like the stores which were opened about in the first quarter will contribute 1 crore in quarter four of this year, right?
You are right, but I'm saying this is for the cafes and restaurants. On the whole, we have a mix of kiosks, cafes and restaurants. And most of the expansion in the future is going to be for cafes and restaurants, and a lower portion is going to be for the cafes. And yes, we are saying that we will stabilize the store for the cafes and restaurant at the 1 crore mark. But currently, if you see, it is 50-50 for kiosk and cafes and restaurant. But as we go forward, 70 to 75% of our new stores are going to be cafes and restaurants.
Okay, so you're not planning to expand kiosk aggressively as cafes?
Oh, it is going to be the mix is going to change and will be more tilted towards cafes and restaurants, because as we have learned more about this business, we feel that we should actually have more cafes and restaurants.
Okay, sir. So Sir, also one last question with respect to the, you said you are opening large central compressionaries in NCR Delhi. It's a 2,000 square feet area, right?
20,000.
Okay, 20,000. And this is basically, it will be used as like a central kitchen and you will be supplying cold.
All of North India.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Tanya from AUM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations for the strong set of numbers. I just have a couple of queries. I saw an increase in the inventories from 16 crores in March to 111 crores in September. Was this due to the transfer of land and construction costs related to EM Bypass Kolkata project?
Yeah,
that's the first question. Hello?
Yeah, it is due to the inventory. That is what inventory transfer because of the shifting of inventory on account of EM Bypass for sale of apartment.
Okay. So, who are the target customers like in the service apartments? Are they luxury residents or long-term rental properties or short-stay corporate housing? Like, which segment is it going to cater, the service apartments?
This is going to be in the upper upscale of and luxury segment. The apartments are being positioned in the range the starting price at the moment is in the range of 18 to 20,000. And as we go forward, we expect the average to be in the range of 22 to 25,000. But this is for, we'll have to wait and see. But our opening price is expected to be in the range of 18 to 20,000. And that is the price range in which the apartments are selling at the moment.
Okay. And for the cash flow which you have said, is it going to get added from next year itself? That is FY 26?
The 100 crores cash will come into the balance sheet. It will not form part of the P&L because the entire 300 crores will only get recognized at the end of the handover of the apartments. But the cash flow of the company will continue to improve by 100 crores every year starting this year.
Okay, sir. And regarding the finance cost, sir, we have reduced significantly, and I would say it is, that is completely nil. Are we seeing any borrowing costs further going up in the next year because you have so much of projects coming up and lined up?
No, we don't expect too much of cash loan cost because of the fact because this year also our total project cost is expected to be in the tune of 140 crore. Next year also it will be tune of 140 to 170 crores. And our EBITDA last year was also 205 crore. Cash EBITDA was 205 crore. And this year it's expected to be already more than that. So if we maintain that much EBITDA level also, we'll have a surplus after doing the project cash allocation of about 150 to 175 crores.
Thank you, sir.
And also are already keeping this parking the surplus for future purpose from the EBITDA. So at present, my current mutual debt one balance is 40 crores.
Mutual fund
balance.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thanks, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Jerry Paparia from IDBI Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on the good set of numbers. My question is specifically on the market.
Speak a little louder, please.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So my question is specifically on the markets like Navi Mumbai property in Chennai. We are seeing a high occupancy rate of around 92% and 95%. But on the ARR front, things are not very green. So what's impacting our capability to charge a higher ARR over there?
No, ARRs for Navi Mumbai have been also steadily increasing. And as we have seen, there is, a lot of traction happening because of, the entertainments which are taking place, particularly D.Y. Patil Stadium. And during the quarter, during the month of November, the ARRs hit a record high during those three-day periods in Navi Mumbai. And during the quarter, we have seen that the ARR hit actually 6,206 from 5,806, and the RevPAR was 5,806 with an occupancy of 92%. And we expect these ARRs to further improve as the airport. The most significant thing is that the airport is likely to be commissioned during the course of the next financial year. The runway strip is absolutely ready, and that is the other reason that we have we are now going to further develop at Navi Mumbai. Presently we have only 80 rooms, and we are seeing a very strong market in Navi Mumbai. One is for the connectivity. The other is the connectivity has significantly improved between Navi Mumbai and Mumbai because of the coastal road, and also for the airport. So we plan to add another 170 rooms, for which we have already completed the schematic design drawings. They are actually being completed, and we are now going to be shortly going for the sanction of these drawings and for the additional approval of FSI. And the FSI, which is going to be available, is going to be about 3.5 lakh square feet, and this will give us a total of 80 rooms we have, 170 rooms we add, so a total of 250 keys on the whole. So this is going to be Navi Mumbai for us. It's showing a lot of promise, and it's going to significantly add to investor value as we sort of go forward.
Thank you, sir. So, the next question is on any inorganic opportunities currently on the table.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Hello. So the presentation mentions that the company looks at organic and inorganic opportunities. So any inorganic opportunities right now on the table?
There are some. That is why I did mention that obviously we are going to be developing these 830 keys, for which work is in progress and it is in various stages. And firstly, it is on course in all the projects, including our mega project in EM Bypass in Calcutta. And more significantly, as we go into the next year, we are evaluating inorganic opportunities. And as and when they crystallize, we will be back with you.
Okay, sir. So, and my last question is, could you provide some light on your future CAPEX plan for the last quarter and the coming year, the 26, financial year 26?
Last quarter, the CAPEX plan is approximately 30 crores. And the next financial year, of various projects, the CAPEX should be in the range of 150 to 170 crores. And we expect that to be taken out from our internal accruals. And this year also with the EBITDAs of about, and plus with the internal accruals, plus there's 100 crore clawback of the cash will come from EM bypass project also. So my cash requirement will be fully met, and still in on account of it, we are creating a liquidity from the EBITDAs, and we already have 40 crore lying in the mutual funds from the surplus liquidity after project cash capex payment.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.
So the balance sheet on the whole is strong, and it is becoming stronger as we go forward.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from Lano Vaibhav Mule from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. I actually just had one question. Can you share the year-wise breakup of your pipeline in terms of owned and managed rooms over the next 5 years?
So the main projects which we are opening, that is the first project which will open is in Pune. 200 rooms are going to open in Pune, along with 100 rooms in the same year in 27. So in FY27, the hotels will open. The first hotel, Pune, is going to open in April 27, followed by Vizag 100 rooms in October of 27. So about in 27-28, 300 of our own keys are going to be added. This will be followed by the opening of our hotel in Kolkata, which is the EM bypass project. This project actually opens in April of 2028. So in 28-29, you can expect 250 keys opening on account of our hotel in Calcutta. And along with that, in 29, we will open about 400 keys, which is Navi Mumbai, and our hotel in Jaipur. So these will open in FY 28-29. Lastly, for each year, as far as the management contracts is concerned, we plan to add roughly about 300 keys every year.
Understood, sir. Got it. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from line of Sagrika from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to get a sense of your two palace properties. So what kind of occupancy did we witness in the OND quarter? And at the same time, what kind of steady state rates are you expecting going forward, especially in FY26?
Okay. This can you repeat the question? It is not very clear. There is some disturbance actually coming.
Am I audible now?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sir, so I just wanted to get a sense of your palace properties. What kind of occupancy did we see in Q3, and what kind of steady state ARRs are we expecting in FY26 for both properties, as well as the occupancy?
So the occupancy in these properties at the moment is roughly around 20%. And as we go forward, these are going to stabilize in the range of 40-50% in FY26-27. But in these palace hotels, the game is not going to be on occupancy as it is in the rest of our hotels. This is going to be an ARR game. And we expect the ARRs, I'm talking about YTD, ARRs for the hotel in Chettinad to be in the range of 15,000 and for the Ranbas Palace to be in the range of 45,000-50,000 in the coming year. This year we are expecting 14,000 and 35,000. 14,000 for the Lotus Palace Chettinad and 35,000 for the hotel in Patiala. So this is going to be the key to our ARR growth and key to the fact that we are going to be having higher double-digit growth in the coming year because of these palace hotels. And these palace hotels, as If you have gone through the presentation, they have been extremely well received, not only by customers, but by the media as well. And both the hotels have got extensive coverage in Condé Nast Traveler as well as Travel and Leisure, which are the leading luxury magazines. The hotel in Patiala is expected to be in the gold list for the year 2025, which is going to be a very significant achievement. Also, the hotel in Patiala, Ranbas, the Palace Hotel, is has already undergone inspection for being a Raleigh and Chateau hotel, which is going to be a marketing tie-up with this company. And Raleigh and Chateau hotels are the most prestigious hotels in the world, and we expect this hotel to achieve that status by the end of February or by beginning of March. And once this marketing arrangement is completed with Raleigh and Chateau,
Understood, sir. And just one more question. So you said that you mentioned 150 to 170 crores capex outlay for the next year. Can you just briefly provide a bifurcation, especially in the context of the 200 room addition in the Navi Mumbai property? So what is the capex bifurcation of your upcoming properties?
Yeah, next year it will be mainly in the Pune. Operating properties about Pune will be about crore. Operating properties about another you can say 40 crores, so that is 80 crores. And we will also be starting the Vizag, which you can say could be another 40 crores. But then we will be starting EM bypass also, and Puri 30 crores. That's
okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from Lano Harshapain, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, Harshapain. Hello. You're audible.
Yes, please. Yeah. Go ahead. You mentioned the average revenue from a store plus from a cafe plus a restaurant. What would the same be for a kiosk?
Kiosks, the revenue is around 20 to 30 lakhs.
And could you give us a rough idea, the additional 100 stores, would it be expansion in the existing cities, or are we looking at newer markets apart from these cities?
So let me explain to you. We've already reached 100 stores, and now new stores are opening. 14 stores are about to open, and we are going to have about 40 stores in the coming year. Over the next 2 years in Delhi, we will be adding 20 stores every year. The first thing is to add the central commissary in the NCR region, and then to have overall to have a growth rate of about 40 to 50 stores. So the large part of the growth in over the next 2 years is actually going to be happening in the north, and which is going to be 40 stores in Delhi, and the 40 to 50 stores further in the entire northern belt, which will include Chandigarh, which will include Lucknow, which will include cities like Ludhiana. They will include cities like Jaipur and in Rajasthan. So all the high density tier 2 cities are going to be targeted in the north, so as to have roughly about 150 stores in the northern area over the next 2 years. The balance 50 are going to be added in Hyderabad, as well as the expansion will continue in Maharashtra, which is already going to be 20 stores by the end of this financial year, and then we will add another 20 stores between Mumbai and Pune over the next 2 years to actually take it to the 200 mark.
Okay, and just the last question, the Flurries brand, is it owned by the Surinder Park Hotel company or is it owned by another group company?
It is totally owned by the main company, which is the APJ Surinder Park Hotels. This is the main company which is owning the brand, and it will continue to be so. So there is going to be no change. In fact, all the brands which are with us are actually totally owned by APJ Surinder Park Hotels Limited. It includes also the Someplace Else brand, which is a standalone bar brand, which we have taken it outside the hotel, which is running in BKC in the Jio World Mall in Mumbai. So all the brands are owned by SPHL, the APJ Surinder Park Hotels. I'll continue
so the,
to be.
Flurries tea, which is sold, which Taipu is now sold as Flurries tea, does any revenue of that flow into the company?
Yes, so the Flurries tea and subsequently Flurries coffee, this is owned by another company of the APJ group, and for which we get a royalty from the parent group, which is 1% of their total sale. And this is an agreement which was signed earlier, and it will continue to be so. The good thing about this is that Flurries is that parent company Flurries business is, they are also getting into coffee business. And we are going to be procuring our own coffee, and currently, we are buying roughly about 500 kgs of coffee, and this is actually very interesting and lead to higher margins for the Flurries business. So we have our own baristas now, and we are going to be buying our own coffee, which currently, as I mentioned, is 500 kgs per month. And we are buying this high-quality coffee in the range of 1,200 to 1,300 rupees a kg. And buying our own coffees from this is going to be in the range of 900 rupees. So roughly about 25% savings on coffee will accrue to us as we sort of go forward.
And this royalty income is shown under other income in our books?
Yes, it is always part of the other income.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much. With this, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone, and I would like to thank everyone for attending this call and for showing interest in APJ Surinder Park Hotels Limited. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions. Should you need any further clarification or would you like to know more about the company, please feel free to reach out to us or to CDR India. Once again, thank you for joining the call and see you all in the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of APJ Surinder Park Hotels Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.